Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s. And each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Be hearing yes more often. Learn more at discover.com/yes. 2021 Nielsen report. Limitations apply.
Get vaccinated to win two free tickets to the concerts and events of Bad Bunny, The Weeknd, Evanescence and Hailstorm, and many more. If you've already been vaccinated, you can participate by bringing proof of vaccination and a friend or family member who has not been vaccinated to any of the designated vaccination sites in Santa Clara County. More details at sccfreevax.org. Winners will be announced every Wednesday at 2 p.m. on Instagram Live at SCC Public Health.
Oh, according to research, 82% of people remember radio ads. So, 82% of you listening will remember that this is an ad for ZipRecruiter. 82% of you will note that if you're hiring, ZipRecruiter finds qualified people for your job. In fact, 4 out of 5 employers who post on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. And 82% of you will remember that you can try ZipRecruiter for free. But you have to go to ZipRecruiter.com/free. Yes, free. Again, that's ZipRecruiter.com/free.
This is a metaphor for your business's journey. Sometimes it feels like the course keeps changing right before your eyes. Whoa! And in order to maneuver it, you need an expert by your side. That's what Dell Technologies Advisors do. They have the tech solutions you need to help you get out in front and stay ahead of the game. Woo! Call an advisor today at 877-ASK-DELL. And do more with modern devices in Windows 10 Pro.
Marcus by Goldman Sachs offers personal loans with no fees, ever. Banks offer coffee. So what's more important, a Marcus by Goldman Sachs loan with no fees that could help consolidate debt or bank coffee that tastes like bank coffee? You can money. Visit Marcus.com to learn more about saving, borrowing, and investing from Marcus by Goldman Sachs.
Investing involves risk and investments may lose value. Brokerage and investment advisory services by Goldman Sachs & Company, LLC. Member FINRA, SIPC. Lending and deposits products provided by Goldman Sachs Bank USA, member FDIC.
What makes AutoZone America's number one battery destination? Because they offer free battery testing and charging and reliable replacement batteries starting at just $79.99. And they've always got your battery solution. Get in the zone. AutoZone.
If you buy too much, you waste money. If you come up short, you waste time. And if you don't have the right metal, you waste time and money. You've got to spend wisely. Metal Supermarkets has the experience, knowledge, and inventory to get the job done right the first time. No matter what project you're working on, Metal Supermarkets is your first choice for any metal. Cut to size and ready fast. We also offer fast delivery and no minimum order size. Visit Metal Supermarkets in San Jose or metalsupermarkets.com.
Welcome to Parent Teacher Night. Oh, yes, Miss Garner.
If you have one of those airline credit cards, you're probably not earning double miles on every purchase.
You're right. My card only gets extra miles on some types of purchases.
With the Capital One Venture card, you earn unlimited double miles everywhere.
Wait, but where can we use them?
You can use Capital One Venture miles on any travel purchase.
Venture gets an A+.
Capital One, what's in your wallet?
Terms apply. See CapitalOne.com for details.
GEICO, 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
Oh.
Now, back to Stymie, Guru, and Dibs on 95.7 The Game.
Today, it's Dibs, Whitey, and John Dickinson on 95.7 The Game. Guru, having a great time By all accounts of social media, Dibs, Guru having a great time in Honolulu, and Steiny, I'm sure, is having a great time in, I assume, sunny San Diego, and you're here, left here holding the bag once again with me.
Yeah. And I'm happy to hold the bag with two of my closest and oldest radio friends here on 95.7 The Game. John Dickinson, who predates 95.7 The Game. He goes back to Sports Radio 957. And you, who inherited me against his will, you and the venerable Mark Kreidler hired. And the good news is you got a gig in mornings in the number four market. The bad news is you got some baggage. Bag alert, major bag alert. And, you know,
Dibs,
what was behind door
alert,
number two was me.
Dibley alert.
Major. Major. Yeah.
You had that market credibility that we hadn't had a chance to establish yet, Dibs. And in all my years of working in radio, I don't know that I've ever worked with anyone as creative, as energetic, as quick, as just fun to be around as you. Honestly, I don't know that I've ever, and I've worked with you a long time, a lot of great people, but the energy, as I say, the quickness, the sense of humor, just the ability to boom, 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 processing so quickly. I don't think I've ever worked with anyone like Dan Diblett.
Yeah, I appreciate that, and I would add in humility, but I was about to pat myself further on the back, so maybe we'll take humility off the table. But it's funny because Spadoni on the way in played one of the hottest drops on this show, which is, Daryl the Guru Johnson. And you were there live when that happened. It was during a Jeopardy, and we were throwing it out on the thread, our guru. Athletic moments. I think you started it, Whitey, the idea of it. So 888-957-9570. If anybody in the audience wants to share their athletic moment of pure I'd love to hear it, because unfortunately I have a long list of athletic foibles and missteps.
Let me start it this way. It is time for Guru's moment of the day, because on this date in 2012, remember Carlos Gomez? He's a really good player. He's kind of a little flighty. I think he got into it with Mad Bum once at Oracle. Anyway, this date, 2012, after hitting a long fly ball down the left field line at Citizens Bank Park, Carlos Gomez, he runs around the bases, completes his home run trot, and then he gets to home plate, and they tell him, hey, Carlos, that was a foul ball. This is after, so he hits one down the line, and he thinks it's fair, and he actually runs the bases, and he crosses home plate, you know, like, yeah. And they tell him, yeah, that's a foul ball. So then, after that, he's standing there, and he takes the next pitch right down the middle. Strike three, out! So he runs around the bases after thinking he's hit a home run, it was a foul ball, and then he strikes out looking, and that is your guru moment of the day.
I love it. Nine years ago, and still it stings. And there are so many among pro athletes and, you know, weekend warriors and whatnot. Mine, unfortunately, was, had to be 1981, 12-year-old All-Star. You know, if you win enough games as an All-Star as a 12-year-old, you go to Williamsport and you play for the Little League World Series. Well, I was playing for Fairfax Little League, Fairfax San Anselmo, and it was single elimination back then, and we had Novato National come to town. Novato, far, far better. And, you know, they bat first, and they put up six in the first. Two home runs off Mike Deeserville. Sorry, Deese. I know you hate when I mention it.
He didn't have as good stuff that day, right?
Actually, he had a bad bullpen. He was great, but he got lit up. A couple of tape measure jobs, the second of which is still traveling southeast right now. If Fitz were here, it's headed for San Anselmo. But I got up with the bases loaded, bottom of the first, chance to really do something, and popped him up. Yeah, I hit a pop fly that the second baseman might have barehanded it. It was such a weak pop. And that was it. I got benched. Yeah. We lost 21-2. My career was over.
That's not that bad. I mean, yeah, you popped out in a key situation, possibly cost your team a chance of victory. I don't know. I mean, maybe. That's from the 707 J.R. Smith game one. Oh, that's from Mikey
totally.
Dubs. Yeah. Mine, Dibs, was also baseball. And as you know, when I played senior Babe Ruth for Moose Lodge, and we won the league, you know, as you know.
Of course.
Actually won the whole thing. But I got injured early in the year and struggled at the plate that whole year. Didn't have a great year. So one game we're playing, I think it's Moose Lodge against, I think it was Don Fry Shepherd. And I'm on first base at Wilson Park in Vallejo. And I was pretty fast. Okay, I did have good. I don't know how I got on first base. Must have been like a pinch runner situation or something. Otherwise, I don't know how I would have got on first base.
Fastest Whitey in Vallejo, I'm being told. Yeah. Of all the Whiteys.
So I'm taking off like into second base, right? Here's the pitch. I'm gone. And I get to second base and I look around and no one's paying any attention to me. Unbeknownst to me, apparently the batter had either he bunted and popped out and I got doubled off or he looked down and I got doubled. So I didn't know, right? I didn't know because, you know, those helmets on, you can't hear anything. So I'm in at second base and I'm looking around and I'm going, man, no one's paying any attention to me. So what do I do, Dibs? He's going to third. I bolt to third. I'm in there standing up thinking, that's a heads-up play. And this guy on the other team runs over, and he's going, ha, 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 you're already out, Charlie Brown.
Oh.
Big and then that was choke artist.
I just didn't know. And you get in the dugout. I was like, yeah, they caught the ball. You're already out. How was I supposed to know? But I'll never forget that. Ha, 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 you're already out, Charlie Brown. That was my moment of my baseball career.
No, I love it. You're always looking for the extra 90. You know, you get to second. It's not
That's
enough.
Right.
If I can get to third, pass ball scores me, and we're in this game. Because, you know, Don's Vallejo Chevy, they were always a tough out, that team.
And what's the worst that could happen? I didn't know what happened. Hey, if I run to third and I was already out, I'm already out. Whatever. 888-957-9570. By the way, top of the hour, we're going to talk to Mo DeKeel. Mo DeKeel from Bleacher Report. He broke down five reasons why USA lost to France today. So we're going to talk to him about that, what went down there, how they right that ship. In the meantime, Dibs, speaking of basketball, we found out this weekend... Well, we think we found out where the Warriors are. The Warriors, maybe Bradley Beal's available. Maybe they make a deal for Beal. Probably not. If he's available, maybe they make a run. But according to Woj, more than likely, the Warriors use those two picks, 7 and 14, and they draft players. So how good can the Warriors be? I know it's hard to answer when we don't know who the players are.
Right,
but how good can the Warriors be next year if they go out and they add to the team, not a superstar, but a couple of picks at 7 and 14?
Well, it depends on who those picks are and how quickly they can step up and be real factors in the rotation. But before we talk about who they might pick and how that might go, can I interest you in a little game of Beal or no Beal? I'll play the role of Howie Mandel.
Please.
And I need to get some sanitizer, though, because I am
a germaphobe. Germaphobe.
But, we could do a little game of Beal or no Beal. And you will play the role of Washington. I, of course, will be Howie Mandel. And I will offer you certain package for Beal. And then you can decide Beal or no Beal.
All right. Side note, my understanding is that when Howie Mandel's on the phone with the banker on that show, it's somebody who actually is, they're cursing and they're swearing and just saying anything they can to get him to break up. And it's just cursing up a blue streak and swearing things that you could never, never say on the radio to him as he's listening on the phone there.
I love that. It's much like Chet from Weird Science. How would you like a nice, greasy pork sandwich served in a dirty ashtray? Stuff like that, I'm sure.
Yeah.
All right, Beal or no Beal. This is Beal or no Beal. I am Howie
DC?
Man Dibs. Yes. Who?
Yeah. Okay.
You're who? Yeah, you're Washington, D.C., and you have to decide. You're basically the contestant, and in this case, you are the Washington Bullets, knee the Wizards, as we play a round of Beal or no Beal. I'd like to get Bradley Beal. What if I offered you the number 14 pick in this year's upcoming draft, Beal or no Beal?
That's your offer. Do we still have an issue with the connection? If that's your offer, the 14th pick for Bradley Beal. Can I be more clear? Can I be more emphatic? No effing Beal.
No effing Beal. Okay. No. What if I sweeten the pot a little bit by giving you the number 7
and?
And Washington, D.C., Whitington, D.C. I'll give you the 7 and the 14 for a guard who, let's be honest, he doesn't want to be there. Your franchise has done nothing since West and sold left. I'll give you 2 picks that sweetens the pot for you. Beal or no Beal?
7 and 14. I know there are some really good players in this draft, but maybe about 5 of them, 30-point-a-game scorer, an all-star, an Olympian. Come on. It's hard to take these offers seriously. No, I say again, sir. No effing Beal.
No deal.
Okay. No Beal. And you know how the game works. We don't just go with the huge offer right away. We've got a full hour to fill. quite frankly, Bradley Beal.
We got a guest coming up too. Keep in mind, Howie.
Oh, okay. In that case, we'll cut to the chiz ace, so to speak. Shout out Chase Center. Yeah. All right, I'll give you the 7. I'll give you the 14, and I'll give you Andrew Wiggins for a guy who's never done anything as far as wins goes, and he's going to make $71 million over the next 2 years. 2 picks and my 2-way Wiggs, Beal or no Beal.
Here's your problem. I have an opportunity to peddle Bradley Beal to the highest bidder. The Boston Celtics are very interested. There's a lot of teams around the league that see this as a golden opportunity. Manna from heaven, like, I guess Beal's not available. Hey, Beal's available. So if you can sweeten that deal by giving me at least a James Wiseman in addition to Wiggins and 2 picks, again, say no Beal, and I'm starting to insulted. Yeah. Wow. Getting a little insulting, frankly.
Okay, and I'd like to come back with my final offer, but I know we do have a special guest on the line. So I'll tell you what, I'll call the banker. I'll see if we can sweeten the offer as we continue to try to get some consummation here on Beal or no Beal.
You got a long ways to go. Yeah, you're listening to 95.7 The Game. You really are. KGMZ FM and HD1 San Francisco, an Odyssey station. This segment brought to you by Fremont Bank, full service banking, no compromises. And as we have been discussing today, the French fried Team USA in their Tokyo Olympic opener, 83-76. What happened? And what does it mean? Let's find out from the founder of the jumpball.net and former NBA video coordinator. He explains the 5 biggest reasons Team USA melted down in his latest piece for Bleacher Report. Joining us is Mo DeKeel. Mo, how are you today?
I'm doing great. How about yourself?
Doing all right. We appreciate your time. First things first, how much damage, if any, does yesterday's loss actually do to Team USA's gold medal hopes?
I mean, it hurts for sure. It now puts them in a position where they're going to need some luck to win their group. And what that means ultimately is, you know, they can still move on to the knockout phase, finishing second, but that puts them in a tier where they might have to play one of the other top teams in the other groups because of the way the drawings will turn out in the knockout phase of everything. So it makes it maybe the road just a little bit harder, but ultimately it's not like the most devastating thing.
Mo, the fact that you're saying things like they might have to play so-and-so and their road might be tougher, we're not used to this. It's supposed to be a coronation sensation for the U.S. team. Is it because the world's gotten better, or is this team woefully underperforming?
It's a little bit of everything, and it's the world has gotten better. The days of us sending our B squad and winning are over, I think. You know, I think ultimately, or at least walking through and right to the gold medal are over. I think we can still, the United States can still just walk through the Olympic field if we bring our very best. You know, look at the guys who aren't there for a variety of reasons, but Steph Curry, AD, LeBron, Kawhi Leonard, who's injured, Paul George, like just a number of some of our best players in the league are just not playing at the Olympics. So, you know, when you don't bring your overwhelming talent, you're going to be in a dogfight in each of these games. And I think that's what we're seeing now because the international game has gotten better. You know, you're watching France with several NBA players and former NBA players. When you watch Spain, several NBA players. You know, look at what Luka Doncic did last night for Slovenia. You know, I mean, the field has gotten tougher, and that's a good thing for just basketball in general.
Mo DeKeel with us from Bleacher Report. Has picked through the wreckage of the USA's embarrassing defeat yesterday. And Mo, as talented as this roster is, are there flaws in the very makeup of this team and of this roster?
Yeah, there's definitely roster construction issues. You know, when you look at it, I feel like they're a little bit small, you know, in terms of size. You know, Bam Adebayo is your starting center. You go small ball center with Draymond Green. You have JaVale McGee there, but yeah, there's not a ton of size there, and you're going to see a lot more size throughout the Olympics with some of these other teams, and that can be an issue for the United States. And then the other thing is no true playmakers, no guys that really set the table for everybody else. I mean, probably their best playmaker is Draymond Green, you know, and creating for others, but teams aren't even going to guard him to shoot. So it makes it a lot more challenging. So I think those are the two things in terms of roster construction they're really missing out.
When you look at the team in totality, JaVale McGee coming off the bench and Jeremy Grant, does it feel like from a roster construction standpoint that the U.S. has had to settle for lesser players? Is it because of the pandemic? Is it because of a laissez-faire attitude toward the Olympics? Would a loss go a long way toward maybe jump-starting the passion for the Olympics in the future?
Yeah, I think, you know, I think so. I think there would be some of that. We saw that with 2004 when we lost, and it became the redeem team, right, in 2008. And they changed the way they handled the Olympics in terms of guys who came to play in 2008. They had a three-year commitment. You know, they had to commit to the next Olympics as well. And I think you saw a lot of guys, you know, a lot of carryover from the years from 08 to 2012 to 2016 even, and now this is the lowest number of carryover from a previous team. So I think, you know, there is some of that, and I think some of it is guys are just, we went through a very tough 2 years in terms of the NBA season. You know, LeBron literally played in all the way to October, played the season, and now you want him to go play in the Olympics in a year in which he got hurt. Same for AD, challenging for Steph. Like, it's just been a long stretch for guys. And I could see this year kind of making it more difficult for guys wanting to commit.
All right, Mo DeKeel, as much as we all want to focus on how bad Team USA was, my dad told me once we're part French. I don't know if it's true, but I'm going to assume, okay, since we're part French, let me ask you, what did France do especially well in this game?
I think they attacked the switches really well, you know, and it wasn't so much the guards going at the bigs, as much as just using their size, and anytime a small like Damian Lillard or Drew Holiday ended up on Rudy Gobert, he went immediately into the post. They got some easy buckets there. But the biggest thing they did was in the second half, they gave up on offensive rebounds. Hey, guys, we're not going to crash the glass. We're going to send four guys back, and we're going to slow this team down, and we're not going to let them get easy transition buckets. First half, the United States had 9 transition opportunities. Second half, just 5. And 2 or 3 of them were at the end of the game after the game was pretty much out of hand and decided. So, you know, I think that was the big thing that France did that ultimately changed the game.
When you look at adjustments and offensively, it seemed like exactly what you're saying. The second half became just completely stagnant. Is Greg Popovich doing enough from a coaching and a schematic standpoint to make the adjustments necessary? Because 2 losses in the exhibition season were easily dismissible, but now to drop 1 in the Olympics, change must be coming.
Yeah, I think there are adjustments he's got to make. I think he needs to simplify the half-court offense a little bit. And the guys themselves need to be a little bit more patient in the offense. If the first option isn't there, they need to start working to get to the second and possibly third option. Play deeper into the shot clock if you have to. It felt like they were rushing in the half court, and it didn't feel like they made a lot of looks or efforts to get to the second or third option. So I think that's the key thing. And another thing is play more aggressive defensively. Force more turnovers so that you can get out in transition. Don't count on just outletting the ball off of a rebound. Try to force some more stuff. But one thing, guys, I think is also important to really understand, this was the first game the United States had their entire squad together. Drew Holiday, Chris Middleton, Devin Booker literally just hopped off of a flight and jumped into this game right after the Olympics, so right after the championship. So I think there's a little bit of a little tough for them also in that sense, and tough for Pop to just fully incorporate everybody.
Mo, I never thought I'd say this to you or anyone, but how worried should we be about Iran in the next game?
I don't think we should be too worried about Iran in basketball. I think, you know, look, they play hard. They're feisty. They came back from 20 and nearly stole the game against the Czech Republic. But I'm not too worried about it. If we lose that one, or if it's even a close one, we should
don't say it.
Okay, well.
No, Mo, if we lose to Iran, then it's me, you, Whitey, my board op Spadoni, and our producer Kyle. Let us play out the string, for crying out loud.
It'll be rough, you know. But even if it's close, I don't think that game should be particularly close. I think that's a game that the U.S. can kind of start to find their confidence. And they need a big blowout win, because point differential might play a role in where they finish in this group.
Meanwhile, Mo, before we let you go, we've been talking a lot about the Warriors and the draft, and maybe Bradley Beal is available. What is your best guess? Do you think Bradley Beal asked for a trade this week?
I think so. I think it's kind of run its course. The important thing for Warriors fans is it's got to happen this week and before the draft, because, you know, it's draft picks are like a car, you know, buying a new car. It's along the lines of you have a As soon as you drive it off the lot, the value plummets. As soon as you make a pick, the lottery pick doesn't hold as much weight as it used to. So I think that's the ultimate thing that's important, is the timing of it.
Check out the 5 biggest reasons Team USA melted down in his latest piece for Bleacher Report, Mo DeKeel. Mo, thanks. We appreciate it. Enjoy the rest of the games. We'll talk to you soon.
All right, thank you guys for having me.
Mm-hmm. You're very welcome. There you go, Dibs. Beal on the table. And then, this could still come together for the Warriors. And I'm telling you, if you got a shot at Beal, you got to grab it.
Yeah, I guess. But it depends on how price. And we played a little game of Beal or no Beal, and we can keep raising the stakes and ratcheting things up. And I wonder, 888-957-9570, what the good people, our dear listener, the ultimate six man on this program, thinks as far as the ever-rising price. Because Beal is on the hook for $72 million, and considering how far over the cap they are and the luxury tax and the payments therein, Joe Lacob would have to dig deep into the pocket in order to pay Double B's Bradley Beal, and it would cost you Wiggins and or Wiseman and both picks. And so I wonder if that price isn't too high, especially as it relates to what you might be able to get at 7 and 14, cost-controlled talent, you know, especially if you get a player who is, you know, 22 or 23. I know there's some more mature picks in the draft who can help you sooner than your various Kumingas.
I just don't think if you draft players at 7 and 14, and again, I realize that may be your only option, and if that's what you're looking at, you got to make the best of it. But I don't see the Warriors drafting 7 and 14 and then, boom, they're a contender next year. It could happen, but I don't see that. If you get Bradley Beal, will the Warriors be a contender next year? Who knows? I think they have a much better chance. I think it's possible. I think it's much more likely if they're able to get Beal. So obviously, just something that we have to keep an eye on, a big part of this Bane Nanza, and we're all over it all week long here on 95.7 The Game. Here's what's coming up next with the NBA draft looming Thursday. Who's your pet pick? If you're making the pick, who are you drafting? Yeah, I have a feeling I have a great guy in mind, but I know people are coming after me on it. That's next. Steiny, Guru, and Dibs with Dibs, Whitey, and JD today on 95.7 The Game.
Listening to the Morning Roast is easier than ever.
I pull alongside this car, and the guy's got the Giants hat on, and I roll the window, and I'm like, Giants! And he rolls the window, and he's like, what a win last night!
Yeah.
This city is buzzing for Giants baseball, and it's a pennant race! They just won a big game down in Chavez Ravine after winning another big game! Biggest series win in L.A. in a decade.
Listen to Vontae, Cade, and Shasky on your phone, desktop, or smart speaker with the Odyssey app.
Are you curious about who offers the best deals on top-rated Samsung, LG, and Sony TVs? The answer is surprising. It's not online. And it's not the warehouse clubs. The best deals on top-rated TVs are at Video Only. Don't believe it? Then check out the trade-in deals at Video Only. How about $500 for your old TV? Try doing that online. Before you buy that new TV, drop into Video Only. If you don't, you'll be sorry.
Hey, did you know that Arco Gas optimizes your fuel economy? The proof is in the pudding.
I love pudding. Such a tasty throwback dessert.
No, no. The proof is that Arco Gas optimizes fuel economy by removing and preventing engine deposits. The pudding's just a metaphor. Wait, where'd you get that pudding?
Doesn't matter. What matters is that I find the proof.
What flavor is that?
It tastes like proof and tapioca.
Arco optimizes your fuel economy.
Requires continuous use depending on what you drive and how you drive. Optimizes your engine's performance from the harmful effects of deposits caused by minimum detergent fuels.
Doors and loading dock equipment are a crucial part of your business, and one you probably don't think much about until they break. A broken door or dock leveler can be a real security threat, along with disturbing the flow of goods in your business. Luckily, RNS is here for all your commercial door, dock, and gate needs. From overhead doors and security shutters to fire-rated and personal doors, RNS can provide your business with safety and security. Call 800-FIX-A-DOOR to schedule a free estimate or visit rsdoors.com. RNS Doors. Look for the red truck.
We made USAA insurance for busy moms like Kate. She's a veteran made of flexibility to balance.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.